As listeners will be aware, each week we chat with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB. Bit of a change today. We are not talking over a Teams connection. We are actually in person. And Matt is also joined by Anna Tyler, who's the Chair of RNIB. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
It's great to be here in person, Alan, standing clustered around your phone as you're recording this.
This is what you call accessible technology that fits in your pocket. So I suppose the question is, why are you in Scotland?
Well, for me, it's years since I stepped into the chair's role, and I've been absolutely itching to be on a trip to Scotland. Any excuse to come north of the border, from my point of view, not just for the food, but for the company. And I love Edinburgh, I love Glasgow, so I jumped at the opportunity. I've met some fantastic people. I want to understand more about the way that RNIB Scotland operates, and it plays to the importance of localism, I think, as well, that we do have some differences across the UK and not everybody's needs are the same. I wanted to understand and talk to people both within the team and customers, and we've been doing that for the last couple of days, and it's been absolutely fantastic.
But as Anna says, RNIB is a UK organisation, but there are differences around the UK.
No, there are. I think any organisation where we have 1,000 staff members dispersed across the UK, and clearly many, many, many beneficiaries up and down the UK, it's very important that we get out and really see what's going on out in the organisation. I don't think you can run an organisation just sitting in the centre, not sort of visiting the shop floor, as it were. And as Anna says, it's been great to come to Scotland to meet massively energised staff, volunteers, beneficiaries, brimming with ideas about what we can do to take the RNIB forward as we sort of come out of COVID. And I think really seeing the balance to be struck between sort of utilising, the sort of critical mass we've got from being a UK-wide organisation, but really understanding the localism that makes us very relevant in Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales. And it's been great to be in Edinburgh and Glasgow, really getting a very strong sense of the local strength and what we need to do to support our local operations in Scotland.
And actually yesterday afternoon, we met some customers from the Connect community. Our meeting completely overran, and so we had to jettison the Teams call that we were having with colleagues from Judd Street. And it was just too gripping to lose the richness of the conversation. What we were able to appreciate and to learn from our customers is never to be underestimated. And it was fabulous to have that opportunity. The conversation flowed. There was a lot of laughter. It was informative. It was challenging. Just the ticket.
What for you, Anna, then, has been the big topic or the big challenge that's been discussed while you've been here?
Well, there have been lots beyond the menu, that is. But I think accessible information in the health system is a pretty high priority. I've just walked through Glasgow city centre this morning, a place that I haven't been to for more than a decade at least, and where I used to come regularly for work. It's so changed. I've seen the cycle routes, I've seen the bollards. It's a really big challenge. The built environment. How are we going to face this issue of addressing climate change? And here we are in the middle of COP and it's traffic madness. And it's full of challenges if you're visually impaired. There is absolutely no way that without the help of Kate this morning, I think I would have made it from one end of the road to the other without getting myself impaled on a bollard, because they're invisible. So the built environment, access to information, particularly in respect of health, I think are high priorities. But there's another one, I think, that's been bubbling away this morning, which is very much around educational attainment. So how well do our visually impaired young people do, and are they achieving their potential in school? And I know there's a transitions bill coming to the Scottish Parliament very soon, which is aimed at addressing that. I think I'll stop there because there are other priorities that other people have, and I can wax lyrical about that.
That's a challenge around the UK. You have devolved governments with perhaps different priorities, or perhaps work better than perhaps others with the charity sector. Do you find that?
Yeah, I think that's a strength, though. It's an opportunity more than it's a challenge. I mean, I think, as I said, we get the benefit of the RNIB being a sort of UK-wide organisation with some real critical mass and some real skills sort of in the centre that we can deploy anywhere across the UK. I think that gives us great strength in the devolved nations. But I think, you know, part of what I've been trying to do in my 2 years in the organisation is absolutely recognise and support the localism, which is very different in Belfast, in Edinburgh, in Glasgow, in Cardiff, and making sure we support the local teams to best sort of face into the local landscape, which is different across those three countries, actually, and very different into England as well. So I think the trick is to balance, you know, as say, mobilising a critical mass whilst also being very relevant locally. And I think coming up here with Anna, you know, just reinforces after sort of 18 months of non-travel with COVID, the need to continue the journey we were on, actually, which was to support and resource the local teams here to be as effective as possible, you know, facing into the local landscape, including the devolved governments.
Anna, food for thought then to take back with you as you head home later today. It must be a lot to process yourself, and then obviously you're passing that on to perhaps the board and then cascading all this down through the organisation. So still plenty to do.
That's why I wanted this job so desperately, because there is so much to do, and this is the best role I have ever had. I can't begin to tell you how much I'm enjoying it. We've got a really committed group of trustees around the table, and many of whom have got lived experience of sight loss. All of us were young once, been through the education system, so we know what good and bad looks like. All of us have faced issues around employment one way or another, these issues of health, and I think there is a huge level of commitment that within a strong governance framework that it's our responsibility to make sure is maintained, looking after the financial health of the organisation in order to do this work. This is why we're here. This is our core purpose. Our customers have to be at the heart of absolutely everything we do. So you're right, there's a lot to take on, and there's a lot of energy and a lot of commitment to see this through.
Alan, thank you for interviewing us in person. It's great actually to meet you for the first time in 18 months properly and quickly. So it's great. I think as a great sign of the organisation sort of starting to get back into normal routines. And I think Anna and I visit here has only sort of whetted our appetite to make sure, you know, the leadership team and the trustees get out and about around the whole organisation over the next few months, you know, to really see what's going on and give support to the team sort of in situ. So great to see you, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Matt and Anna, thank you both for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks.